Right here from a combine in a farm south of St. Joe, a little bit north of Sydney with Lee Waters. Cutting corn today, Lee. What time does your day start? What's your day like during harvest time?
Usually it depends on the weather, but typically in soybeans, most people, depending on how dewy or wet it is in the morning, can start between 10 and noon and work until the dew sets in again. Corn is usually a little bit longer window. You can start harvesting as soon as it's dry, as long as you have somewhere to put the corn. Most elevators open at 7 o'clock in the morning. What we usually do in the morning is we take our loads from the night before in, spend some time servicing the combine in the morning, and usually, depending on how the morning starts, if we all got kids to take to school and stuff, by the time we get all back, between 7:30 and 9:30, depending on the day, and then we can run until dark and everything's full.
When you're cutting the corn and you're not sitting here talking to me in the combine, what are you thinking about? What are you doing?
I'm just keeping track of what's going on, on the phone with our fertilizer dealer, thinking about fertilizer recs, and it gives you time to sit back and think about what's going on and just start planning for next year too, and also evaluating the hybrid you're in and making decisions for a lot of things for next year. What seed you're going to buy, what fertilizer rates you're going to use, selling grain, things like that, all sorts of stuff.
There's a lot of play in the market, I've learned from talking with you about prices and bushels and all that. What when you're cutting that corn, are you thinking about, I should have sold earlier, I should have, what's the market price today? Is that going through your mind constantly?
I can tell you right now, every farmer in the United States is going, oh my goodness, I wish I would have sold more corn and beans earlier. But you don't know. I mean, you can use your crop insurance, obviously, as I told you earlier, to set a base floor of how many bushels you raise. But the market 8 months ago was better, but the best time to sell this year would have been about when you're planting. Well, when you've just put the seed in the ground, it's hard to pull a trigger on a big sale thinking, well, what if, or what if this happens, what if that happens? But best thing you can do, and this is, it's the boring plan, is sell a little bit in increments and try to hit for a decent average and then hope you get a good yield.
We're talking with Lee Waters here, local farmer. All in all, what's the yield been like for you?
Overall, corn's been pretty good, ranging from 220 to the 270 plus type ranges, and that's just not just me, from several people I've talked to. If you're in a good area, you were blessed with good weather and things turned out good, you have better corn yields. If you're in an area that had a little more rain, like we're in the field we're in right now, the low ground's not as good. It had a lot more rain south of St. Joe, so there's going to be areas that are not as good. Beans have been very good, especially what you call the early maturity beans, the ones you cut first. Been hearing some exceptional bean yields, which is great to hear, just because the market's gotten so tough. The yield will make up some of that revenue difference. So,
farming's been in your family for many, many years. In fact, you're coming up on an anniversary of the land that we're sitting on right now, going to be celebrated as ownership in your family. What sense of pride does it give you to carry on what your family's been doing?
Well, I think that's what, for the public to understand that most farms, even though if you hear something's either incorporated or an LLC, it's most, 90% of them are a family business. My dad and brother and I all farm together. My dad's full-time. I help when I have time, part-time when I'm not in my full-time job. And even the ground we're farming, is most of it is a family member of ours, either direct or a second or third cousin type thing. But yeah, a lot of people, and that's the case in many farm operations in Central Illinois and probably across the United States. A lot of it's family owned or operated.
You want to see your kids carry on this?
Well, I have four of them, so we'll see. I'd love to see them either, and my brother has a daughter also, and I have three boys and a girl. Not all five of them would be able to farm, just like as my brother and I both. We both couldn't do this as a full-time job, and we understand it. I think a lot of people do, but it takes more than one person. So to be able to work out to an arrangement between family members where everybody can be involved, but stay profitable and be able to raise your family is always important.
What do you think are the biggest concerns right now for you as a farmer as you look towards the future and the planning you have to do? There's a lot going on with trade and things at the international and federal level. There's farm bills, there's dealings with other countries and tariffs and all that stuff. Is that on your mind as a farmer a lot?
It is. I mean, at the end of the day, what you got to do is you need to have a good business plan together, expecting, watching your costs, and when you know what's going to cost per acre to raise a crop, if you get some opportunities to market grain to start putting that revenue against it, you can. You know, the farm bill, really, at the end of the day, I don't think a lot of guys are too concerned about it, really, at the end of the day. I think most people assume, farmers would say, as long as their crop insurance is left alone, you know, the subsidy program, we've kind of gotten away from the direct payment subsidies, and making payments is, if there's a disaster, is probably a better thing. You know, and then with the trade, you know, I think they were just talking this morning that, you know, NAFTA may be put back in place. That's positive, probably more for corn than beans. But, you know, at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. We get dish what we get, and you make it work.
When this all gets put in, you get to put your feet up?
Well, I'll go back to my normal job, which I'm kind of doing now. But, you know, there's a lot to do post-harvest. You know, probably take a few days to, especially my dad and brother, you know, we get a chance to relax. And then, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we go immediately into tillage work, which that'll take just as much time almost as harvest. But we also got a lot of, especially your tax planning. That's probably the big thing you got to do probably the month of November. Once you get done with harvest, is you got to sit down and get your books all straightened up, start meeting with your accountant, make decisions on what, you know, with your income, where you're at. You know, you have an opportunity to, you know, how much grain do you want to take for this year or push to the next year. There's a lot, that's a big part of it that people don't realize. There's a ton of business planning with farming.
Lee, appreciate you giving us a little window into the world of farming and the harvest time here. Best of luck, stay safe, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Sure, thanks for coming out, I appreciate it.